Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. New financial supports have been announced for students through the Canada Emergency Student Benefit and other measures. The federal government's $9 billion plan will offer financial aid to students who are not eligible for the CERB and who have been left financially strained in a smaller summer job market. With the emergency benefit, students can receive up to $1,250 a month from May to August. If you have a disability, or if you are taking care of someone else, the benefit can cover up to $1,750 per month. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
For today, for the summer, for next year, we're going to be there for you. So let me start with the Canada Emergency Student Benefit. Right now, you might be worried about how to make ends meet. You probably can't work your normal job, and that might be a big problem for rent or for groceries. So we're bringing in the Canada Emergency Student Benefit to help. With this benefit, you'll get $1,250 a month from May to August. And if you take care of someone else or have a disability, that amount will go up to $1,750 each month. This benefit is designed for you. If you're a post-secondary student right now, if you're going to college in September, or if you graduated in December 2019. It's there for you even if you have a job, but you're only making up to $1,000 a month.
The payments will be retroactive to May 1st and paid through the Canada Revenue Agency. The Prime Minister said Wednesday that the government is working with opposition parties to pass the legislation. The federal government also announced it is creating 76,000 new jobs for students in sectors that need assistance right now or are on the front lines with COVID-19. This is in addition to the Canada Summer Jobs Program. Over $291 million is being put towards funding for student researchers and graduate students. The government is also doubling the grants students receive for the 2020-2021 school year. And over $75 million is going specifically to First Nation, Inuit, and Métis students. Finally, the Prime Minister announced the launch of the Canada Student Service Grant for those who volunteer during the pandemic. Students may be eligible for $1,000 to $5,000 for hours worked in volunteer service this summer. The RCMP have now confirmed that at least 22 people died in Nova Scotia's mass shooting over the weekend. It was the deadliest mass shooting in Canadian history. A virtual vigil called Nova Scotia Remembers will be held at 7 p.m. Atlantic on April 24th. To learn more, visit the Facebook page, Colchester Supporting Our Nova Scotian Communities. Due to the pandemic, inflation fell by 0.9% in March, according to the latest data released by Statistics Canada on Wednesday. This is the weakest growth between two corresponding periods since September 2006. The most significant drop in prices was seen in the transportation sector, negative 1.2%, due to a drop in the price of gasoline by 21.2% in 1 year. Consumer spending on recreation, training, and reading also decreased by 0.5%. Food prices rose by 2.3% and clothing prices rose by 2.7%. As of noon on April 22nd, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 38,422 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 1,834 deaths. Over 576,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 22nd. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.